And help me to understand. Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
don't leave me. Steal away some time, get all by myself.
Don't
say, oh Lord,
ever
oh Lord,
leave me.
Please don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus.
No.
Of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
It was on my heart this morning, a word from our pastor. And I just want to read this to you because sometimes you have to remind yourself of what God has spoken. Amen? Hallelujah. It says recovery, restoration, reconciliation. We have faced many challenges to our faith, but we overcame and are still standing by the grace of God. Don't let the challenges and disappointments of the past hinder you from being all that God wants you to be. See, if you look back on the past and the hindrances, you'll stumble. Looking back always causes you to stumble. Amen. So that's why God wants us to look forward, keeping our eyes totally on Him. 2012 will be a year of unprecedented favor and grace for those who remain planted in the house of the Lord and continue to live by faith. For those who remain planted in the house of the Lord and continue to live by faith. That's the only way the just can live. So you stay planted. Hallelujah. Don't draw back. Step back. Move back. Walk back or look back. Let me say that again. Don't draw back. Step back. Move back. Walk back or look back. That's a strategy of the enemy. When you find yourself looking back, he's somewhere around. Hallelujah. Now is not the time to slack up. Sometimes you might say, okay, pastor, you know, our congregation, so-and-so got it. But what are you supplying? Now, this is not condemnation here. They got it, so I'll sit back and I'll go for the ride. No, but we need you all to give your supply, amen? When God plants you somewhere, he gives you the supply to do the will of God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep moving, looking, and pressing forward to what lies ahead of you. God has pre-planned. Thank you, Lord. He had us in mind ahead of time. Amen. Provision and wisdom for you. This year will be filled with divine instructions. Glory to God. Opportunities and appointments. Strap on your armor. Got your armor on this morning? I'm going to give you time to strap it if you don't have it on. Now, don't raise your hands. Just say, okay, I'm going to put it on under my breath, okay? Start putting it on. Be a good soldier of Jesus Christ and get ready for the best year of your life. Walk in love. That's the key. Amen. Sometimes it's a fight to our faith to do that. But you know what? God gives us the strength and the ability to do what we need to do. Stay humble. Hallelujah. You got to stay humble. Pride will cause you to stumble. But in God, you got to stay humble. Hallelujah. And exercise your authority as a believer. Be strong in the Lord and keep marching. Be strong in who? And keep marching. Amen. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Pastor CeCe and I very seldom ever talk about what I'm going to be ministering on. But this morning, while we were sitting there, she said, what are you preaching on today? I said, recovery, restoration, and reconciliation. And she had already had it in her heart, what we had in the bulletin. But, you know, there's a lot of truth in that and a lot of instruction in it. That is our posture for this year. And it does not matter the challenges that you've had to this point. You don't ever give up and you don't ever quit. And if you don't faint, you're going to reap a harvest. If you don't give up, you're going to reap. God has said it in his word. There is an appointed time for your increase. Amen. There is an appointed time. And some people quit right before the blessing hit. Right at the edge of blessing. Some people give up, get discouraged, get discontent, start complaining, start murmuring, start finding fault with everything. And they just don't know that they were so close to what God had prepared for them. Because sometimes things are most difficult right at the edge of your breakthrough. That's why they call it a breakthrough. Amen. Sometimes the challenge is the hardest. Do you know the most difficult place to score from in football is on the goal line? When you're right there. Because the defense changes their whole defensive strategy on the goal line. When you get close to the goal line, they put in what they call a goal line defense, which is designed to be their stiffest opposition to keep you out. Right? So just before you get to cross the goal line is where you have your stiffest opposition. So that's why you don't want to quit. Amen? And if you don't get it the first time, you got four downs to make it. But you know it's going to be tough down there. The offense have to change their strategy when they get down there. And they put in a goal line offense to match the goal line defense. Because the regular offense ain't going to work against a goal line defense. So it's matching strategy. And God is a great strategist. Just before your breakthrough, sometime is where you have the greatest opposition. I mean, just before your breakthrough is when it seems like what you believe in God for will never happen. Just when you think that it can never happen, what I'm believing God for is impossible. I say start shouting and rejoicing. Start shouting and rejoicing. Because recovery, restoration, reconciliation are about to happen. Amen? I'm still believing that God will perform his word. I still believe that's a word for 2012. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So recovery, restoration, reconciliation. God has a plan for your success, your blessing, and your victory. Jeremiah 29:11 says that, I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Amen. To a place that God has appointed for you. But verse number 12 and 13 hold the key. Amen. Let's turn over that real quick. Let's talk to Prophet Jeremiah. How many of y'all believe Jeremiah? How many of y'all believe Prophet Jeremiah knew what he was talking about? I believe Prophet Jeremiah was inspired by the Holy Ghost. Listen at this. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, or to bring you to things that are prearranged. Yes. Amen. To bring you to things that are prearranged. Look at verse 12. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken to you, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. So the key to verse number 11 is found in verse 12, 13, and 14, that the key to getting the plan working in your life, now the Bible tells us that God has a plan. But the key to getting that plan operating and functioning in your life, it comes through seeking God for it. And God said, when you talk to me and pray to me, I'm going to listen to you. And he said, and when you seek after me, seeking the plan,